It's the My Michelle Live podcast.
My Michelle Live.
Welcome to a special edition of Sports Time Out, where we are engaging in sporting today, specifically fishing. And we're going to give it to you from Houston, Texas. I am here at a fishing show in Houston, Texas. This is my new friend.
How's it going?
All right, so we're talking, and I didn't even ask your name.
We've been
talking for, I don't know, what, 5 minutes here. I didn't even ask his name, but we're old friends now. I guess that's how it works in Texas. So I totally wanted to introduce you to something that David showed me. Look at this. This is like, it looks like deodorant, but it's not. It's kind of like the opposite. Go ahead and tell us.
We make all natural scents. So we make your traditional sauce for soaking or marinating your lures, and we turn it into that same oil into a chapstick form, so you can apply it without having to get your hands nasty and stinky. You can put it on soft baits, hard baits, jig heads, popping corks, whatever you want to do.
All right, let's look and see where you can find them.
Home record. And then our
more to come. Oh, okay. Gotta get it there.
Attention.
Hey, I am here with my new friend, Deb. Tell me about your company.
My son has a company called Texas Fowlers. We are located in Katy, Texas. We specialize in waterfowl waders and clothing and anything for the outdoorsman in hunting.
And women.
Girl, we are working. Look, check this out. We have got snake print waders that you can go fishing in, you can go hunting in. We have the leopard waders that everyone is waiting on. We have leopard waders that are coming in probably the middle of July is what we're being told by Gator Wader. Number one in the entire nation. Girls, number one in the entire nation.
Now think about this. You were even saying that you were telling your son, oh, leopard waders, we need this. He's like,
They didn't think that we should go hunting in leopard waders, but why not? You know those duck are going to come in and try to check you out. So leopard and snake print are number one and number two.
Amazing.
For the entire company. For Gator Wader, women love to look good when they go out.
That's right.
Yeah,
and I have been complaining about this, that I don't think men, and a lot of these companies are run by men.
Yes.
And they don't really think, they're thinking function, and that's great.
You got to have a woman in there. Yeah,
but
you got to have a woman
look
in there.
Good. I want to be pretty.
Oh, I like it. We got more customers coming.
All right. She's going to go take care of customers.
All right.
This is my
Come
friend,
see us.
Deb.
All right.
And here I am at the fishing show in Houston, Texas. Now, if you remember the news stories, wherever you're at, Texas took a hit with frost, and we heard all the stories about what happened to the grid and what happened to people, but what we didn't hear was what happened to the wildlife and fishing in particular. So Texas Saltwater Fishing Magazine, they're really leading the charge in educating, and editor Everett is here with me, Everett Johnson. Hey.
Howdy. Just real quick, the background. Been a lifelong hunter and fisherman, love the Gulf Coast. We put a lot of effort into conservation and conservation of coastal fisheries. We published the Texas Saltwater Fishing Magazine the last 20 years. And part of our mission is not only helping people become better anglers, but to become better stewards of the resource. And that's a standard theme. It's been since the beginning, 21 years we've been publishing now, and we feel that this is definitely the higher part of our mission.
What are you encouraging folks to do to try to repopulate, regenerate, renew?
Okay, great question.
I love it when people say that. That means I'm doing my job.
Yeah, cool. So we had a very unusual freeze. We had 12 degrees on February 14 that evening, that night, through the night. It got very, very cold. Typical February temperatures for us are maybe high 30s, low 40s as the low for the day, and the highs up in the 60s and even the 70s. So to get 20 degrees below freezing is quite unusual. The water temperatures dipped to almost 30 degrees in the shallow water on the flats. We call it the flats. Deeper bay systems, deeper water, the thermocline saved a lot of fish, but a lot of fish that are shallow water residents perish during the freeze. Speckled trout especially are vulnerable to cold weather, because when the water temperature gets to reduces to say 42 degrees, they begin to stress. They are cold water animals, cold-blooded animals, and what happens in cold water is they just shut down. Their heart stops beating. The circulation goes away. Basically, what happens is the fish suffocate, go to sleep, sink to the bottom. And we don't always know the extent of a fish kill for a week or 10 days until the fish begin to decay and float to
Lord.
The surface.
So do you know what the numbers are now?
Initially, it was claimed that we lost 3.8 million fish of a variety of species. But I think it was much bigger than that, if you really want to know the truth.
Jeez, and that decimates, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, it's... And so... All right, what are we going to do about
this? What are we going to do?
Okay. So, first off, you know, we're fishermen. We love to fish. Fishing is great recreation. And especially during these times of COVID awareness, there's no safer place from the virus than out in the middle of the bay fishing.
Amen. Right there.
So the first thing is we want to go fishing, and we hope to catch fish. Now, we had a redfish, red drum, did much better during the freeze, not nearly as severe an impact on that fishery. Speckled trout, we are encouraging everybody, because so many more trout than redfish died. We are encouraging catch and release of all your trout. Yeah, they're fun to take home. They're fun to eat. I've eaten a pile of them. But for the next year or two through the spawning season, we need more. We need to do all we can to enhance the spawning biomass. That's the number of mature female fish capable of laying eggs and replenishing the fishery. So there's a couple things that go along with that. And in our magazine, I want to show you something. This whole big group of fishermen, they are not holding fish on stringers to show off their prowess as anglers. As a matter of fact, they're holding empty stringers. And what they're demonstrating here is that they are willing. They hired two charter captains to take them fishing for a full day, and they caught a bunch of fish. But they are willing to release all their fish, and so they're posing with their stringer coiled up to say, hey, we're making a sacrifice. We want to encourage people to release their fish. So it's a very good thing. It's also, what else can we do to help this fishery? Well, we've an organization here in the country called the Coastal Conservation Association. And I'm a Texas Executive Board Director. And our message to all of our membership is, please, this is the time when we need you to be generous, because we are donating money to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department hatchery to expand their capability to raise more spotted sea trout this year to stock in the bays. So increase the stock enhancement program with contributions from CCA. We need lots of folks to get on the bandwagon, attend a fundraiser banquet, be generous. Heck, just send them a check if you don't want to go to a banquet. Whatever you can do, it's all greatly appreciated. when you go fishing, conserve the resource by releasing your fish. We'll have plenty of opportunity down the road. We had a wonderful fishery before the freeze, and it was a product of good management and excellent conservation. And you know what? We can rebuild it back better.
I love that because, you know, in reality, people really do care. We love our land. We want to take care of our land. We care about, you know, you're going to have a few people out there that don't care. But by and large, wouldn't you say, by and large, people care. They love their land. They love our country. They love fishing. And we have this feeling of pulling in together and making a difference. And I'm finding, even though I'm from Seattle, folks, that's kind of a Texan thing, too.
You bet. Good old Texas pride. We are striving to be the best stewards possible of our resources. And, you know, the best thing about it to me is we're going to get a lot of people on the bandwagon in the wake of this horrific freeze. And it's catchy. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. You make new fish and friends. You end up becoming, it piques your interest. You want to learn more, study more. You want to know what makes the fishery tick. An estuary is a complicated mechanism. It depends on fresh inflow from rivers, mixing with the salt water from the ocean. Pow, that's just so powerful. And we have all kind of, the whole food chain happens from our grass beds on the flats and our oyster reefs and healthy inflows transporting nutrients into the bay. And when we take good care of it, when we stop pollution, when we do not overcrowd shorelines, when we save space for natural development, when we volunteer to go out and plant seagrass, when we release fish, this is all part of it. And one other big program that we're involved in is shoreline cleanups. And nothing more beautiful than a pristine shoreline and 15 bags of trash in your boat to haul back in shore.
I like it. Or at very least, remember, pack it in, pack it out. You know, I river fish up near Seattle, and the garbage that people leave, opening their stuff to fish with, and their, you know, pack it in, pack it out. Let's take care of it together. Everett, it has been so much fun getting to know you. I hope you'll join us again.
I'm going to go you one better. On that deal with taking care of the environment and cleaning up after yourself, bring out more than you took
in. Oh, there you go. He's my new friend. Thanks, Everett. And I want to introduce you to Rex Royce, Texas Rattler. You want to hear what that's about? Rex is going to help you out. He's the founder and inventor.
Yes. I am the only person in the whole United States of America which has patented on a rattling jig head. And I've invented a new rattling jig head. I'll get my new patent on it. I invented a U-lock. All jig heads, the weakness of them is the lead prong or the stainless steel wire. It shreds your plastic. This is a universal lock called the U-lock with lots of plastic in all the way around it. And it's a new concept, design, and material, which is why I get a patent. But basically, we're using two things. Rubber, which is the greatest source of friction known to man. Put rubber tires on Model A Fords. Put machines on Mars. We're still putting rubber tires on 2020 Lexus. When rubber meets rubber, the friction is double. So we got that working for us. But the real secret of these soft plastic is when two polymers meet up, they want to exchange chemicals. And you fishermen know this. Your lures will actually swap colors. If it's in the heat, they'll fuse and melt together. So what's happening is when the plastic goes over the rubber housing, it's not just the friction. It's actually trying to bond to it. So pull on it. Pull a little harder. Okay, we'll wait. Okay, grab a little here. Pull a little harder. Okay, you see it's not tearing.
Yeah.
Now, when you get a fish fight, see a good-sized fish, you're going to fight it for a minute and a half, two, maybe 3 minutes. Well, a lead prong or stainless steel wire is going to shred your plastic. And while the fish are there, you're digging in your pack tackle box to get another plastic to fish. With the Texas Rattler, you don't do that. If it does slip a little bit, you just push it back up, cast back out. you're in the batter's box hitting home runs, your buddy's in the dugout getting another bat. You're going to catch more fish. The eyes reflect light so that it forms a beam of light that shines out. It gives the jig head a bullseye. So the result of that is when fish locate it with sound, and it's murky down there, you don't get tail bites. They're hit. They like to feed head first. So you get more hook sets per strike.
Sure does.
And you go through less soft plastics. Again, you're saving money on your soft plastics. And you're catching more fish.
That's neat.
That's a Texas fish.
Oh, and it makes noise.
And it makes noise.
Don't forget that.
Okay, it makes noise. Sound attracts fish. They got sounding top waters and ports to get the fish to come from here up to your surface to catch it. Now we're taking that rattle sound and we're going it down to their ambush points and their natural sanctuaries where they like to ambush bait. And the result of that is you catch more fish.
How cool is that? So what would you were saying? What am I going to use to catch my salmon up there in the Great Northwest?
Something pink, because I talked to a gentleman that fishes in California. He's here at the show, and he says salmon is the pink's color. And yeah, there you go. You got a pink with a gold eye. And what color is the trout's eye?
I don't
gold.
Know. If it's
what
gold,
color is
okay.
the redfish's eye? Gold. What color is the mudman's eye? Gold. What color is the pinky perch's eye?
Gold. I'm going to say gold.
Yes. What color is the shark's eye?
Black.
Black. Why? It doesn't reflect light.
Oh.
They are the true predators. Okay.
Listen to you. Look what predators. I'm learning today.
Well, we like to teach people how to catch fish as well as help them catch fish.
Hey, I appreciate it. I love fishing, but I really like catching.
These two trout are 32 plus inches long. They're the only trout posted on Facebook for the last 3 years that are over 32 inches long. Both were caught on our black gold eyes. This was caught in Matamoros Bay, Texas. This was caught in northern Florida. We ship all over the United States.
Hey, I'm glad you're watching and getting a little insight into fishing in Texas. A little different for me. I'm a Northwest fisher girl. And so learning the different fishes, the techniques, and how they do it down south, it was great. Even all the folks that we've been talking to and wait for the grand finale, because while things can be a little different as you fish in differing parts of the country or the world, there's one universal thing, and that's the God story. Believe it or not, we found it in Texas. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But first,
transform his jungle into your tropical paradise. Tropical Beard Balm.
From Real Bearded Men at MyMichelleLie.com.
Now, get this. Getting right to the meat of the matter. There's a deeper story. Even on the water, even going fishing. And I found it at the fishing show in Houston, Texas.
Go down, Michelle.
All right. I'm here with Captain Gary, and I want to show you what we're doing here.
I guess a bit of a man.
So that's really getting to the God story, right? And that's what we like to do with My Michelle Live. And you can find us at MyMichelleLive.com, of course, and everywhere you hear podcasts. And this is Captain Gary here with me. I'm going to get in close, like we're really good friends here. It won't look like it.
It won't look like it?
It won't look like we're standing on top of each other.
Right.
Tonight.
Okay,
it's the magic of movies kind of thing. So this, you actually, I took a picture when I was coming in because you had that placard right there as you walked in.
Right.
And it got my attention. It totally got my attention. I was like, yeah, that's great. Because you know what? I love to fish. I love catching better, but I do an awful lot more fishing. I'm not going to lie. I love to fish. My time on the water is like supplemental church, right? And when you think of fishing, one of the scientists that comes on our show, Captain Gary, is Hugh Ross, and he says there's two books, the Book of Nature and the Bible, and both talk about God's goodness. Mm-hmm. And that's what it reminded me of with Fishers of Men here. I want you to talk a little bit about what you do and why you're doing it.
Oh, what we do here, we have a scholarship fundraiser trying to help underprivileged kids go to school. So we created a trademark, Fishers of Men, I Catch Them, God Cleans Them. And that's what we do now. We've been doing this for 21 years at the show. And we try to help out as much as we can. That's what we do. We also have a ministry on the boat that if you have any kids at home that don't have a father in the home, we take them out and mentor them and get fishing rods in their hands before they put something else in their hands.
Oh my gosh, so we do that as well. You're kidding.
Yes.
So I'm just making this up as I go because that's what I do. But I'm going to be inviting Captain Gary back on my show. And I think what we'd like to do is maybe do a little fundraiser, see if we can get some people buying some shirts and stuff. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But it's just a teaser right now because that's really what it's all about.
Yes.
Catching fish is great, but changing people's lives is even better. So thank you. And thank she's really cute. I don't know her name, but she's like
Gabby.
Gabby's like, I'm not talking.
I wasn't gonna talk, but thank you.
That's my daughter.
It's nice to meet you.
It's another adventure with My Michelle Live. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'd love to take you fishing sometime. That would be great. Like us, share us, email me. We're here to talk to you and to spread the God story. Go to My Michelle Live. You can give to the cause and help keep us doing what we're doing. You can purchase great products like Real Bearded Men products and help keep us broadcasting the God story. God bless you. See you soon. For more fun, go to MyMichelleLive.com.